And now, our weekly report on military news and casualties called They Have Names. Begun for us back in 2007 by our honorary deacon, Clint Gilliland. Presented for us now by Katrina Soto. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, Josh. And good morning to everyone here on our webcast and on Daily Office Radio. They Have Names, our service members at home and abroad. And when they die for their country or when they get hurt in acknowledged theaters of war or wherever they serve, we speak their names. We pray for all of them, and we pray to God for peace. Especially today, where, of course, we are thinking of peace in Ukraine, where our military is not deployed at this moment. But here's where things stand this week. A sailor must face court-martial in the Bonhomme Richard fire. There were no casualties last week in any theaters of war. The USS Bonhomme Richard burning on July 12, 2020. A sailor accused of arson in the blaze will face court-martial, an admiral has decided, in the $1.5 billion loss. Five dozen soldiers were injured aboard the amphibious ship, which burned for 5 days and sent acrid smoke across San Diego. The accused says he's innocent, and the Navy is looking for a scapegoat. Well, an investigation found dozens of Navy officials, including several admirals, facing disciplinary action due to the fire, but confirmed that it was deliberately set. That's just tragic. They swear to uphold our country and our Constitution, and sometimes it doesn't work that way. So we pray for them all that they will be guided in their mission. And we pray for all those in the armed forces of our country, and we name especially those whom we love, Caitlin Norman, Canon Ryan Schlorf, Lily Denton, Mike Haley, Peter, Crystal and Jordan, Molly and Chris, Patrick and Logan. Almighty God, we commend to your gracious care and keeping all the men and women of our armed forces at home and abroad. Defend them day by day with your heavenly grace. Strengthen them in their trials and temptations. Give them courage to face the perils which beset them, and grant them a sense of your abiding presence wherever they may be, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for peace. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So that's our report for They Have Names today. Let's remember to pray this week for all our service members, especially fervently this week, for their friends and their families. And for Daily Office Radio, I'm Katrina Soto.